Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. We are following developing news on KSL News Radio. One person is in the hospital and three apartments are now unlivable after a pickup truck crashed into an apartment complex in Pleasant Grove.
Firefighters quickly rushed to the Boulevard 120 apartments right here off of Pleasant Grove Boulevard and 100 South, where they found a pickup truck crashed into three apartments, sending thick black smoke to the upper levels.
The truck's still running and people were all over the place running from the building, so it was quite the chaotic scene there for a minute.
Pleasant Grove Fire Battalion Chief Jake Larson says one man was pinned behind the truck. He was taken to the hospital. Another was able to walk out on their own. As for what caused all this, Larson says they think it's possible the driver had some kind of medical situation. Three apartments won't be livable for a time, and there's no word on how much it's going to cost to fix them.
Definitely not a typical Monday, for sure.
Reporting at the scene in Pleasant Grove, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A Head Start program next to Northlake Elementary School in Tooele was evacuated this morning because of a smell of gas outside the building. Tooele Fire Chief Matt McCoy says about 40 children were taken to the elementary school next door.
There was no readings found inside the building, so they weren't in any danger, but just as precautionary measures, they started evacuating them next door before we got on scene.
McCoy says Dominion Energy responded and secured a problem with the gas meter. The kids are back in the preschool building now. KSL's top national stories. Another 20 hostages, all women and children, will be released by Hamas. In turn, Israel will extend its ceasefire. Here's White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby's reaction.
We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further, and that will depend upon Hamas continuing to release hostages.
Kirby says dozens of supply trucks carrying humanitarian aid into Gaza went through a checkpoint earlier, the largest since the October 7th attack. Hamas has released about 50 hostages, and they're speaking out about what it was like. Several Israelis say they were fed irregularly and lost 15 pounds in 50 days. The more negative accounts include bathroom waits of several hours and using plastic chairs as beds. Others describe being held in a spider web of tunnels deep below the Gaza Strip, with medical care and meals that matched with what their captors were eating. Now, the hostages were released in exchange for Palestinian women and children held prisoner by Israel. An outpouring of support for three Palestinian college students shot over the holiday weekend while celebrating Thanksgiving in Vermont. The ambush was said to be targeted as 20-year-olds were wearing traditional Palestinian scarves when they were shot Saturday night outside a relative's home. Burlington Mayor Myra Weinberger condemning the attack today.
The Saturday evening shooting of three young Palestinian college students visiting Burlington on their holiday break was one of the most shocking and disturbing events in this city's history.
48-year-old Jason Eaton pleading not guilty to three counts of attempted murder today and ordered held without bail. Congress still hasn't passed aid for Israel or Ukraine, and it's at the top of the to-do list in the final weeks of the year. ABC's Stephen Portnoy reports.
It's still not clear how and to what extent Congress will offer additional aid to Israel and Ukraine. Republicans in the Senate say their support for the package will be conditioned on more funding for border security and possibly immigration policy changes, too. Senate Leader Chuck Schumer tells colleagues he'll move to advance the foreign aid bill next week, setting a deadline for bipartisan negotiations to conclude.
The House passed an aid bill for Israel, which was dead on arrival in the Senate. A new survey found nearly a third of people dropped from Utah Medicaid earlier this year lost health care coverage completely.
Utah's dropped more than 130,000 out of about 500,000 Medicaid recipients since April. And of those dropped, about 30% were left without any coverage, at least for a time, according to a report by Health News and Research Organization KFF. It's not entirely clear how many have since found new coverage elsewhere. This report was actually a first for Utah, as states across the country have been dropping recipients with the end of a federal pandemic era rule.
That is KSL News Radio's Adam Small. Americans are spending more and saving less. Data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis shows people are in twice the amount of debt that they were pre-pandemic. Financial advisor Gary Gigi says the best way to avoid that is the 50-30-20 formula.
You put 50% of the money that you earn towards your needs. That includes mortgage or rent, your utilities, and food. 30% goes towards wants. So those were the things that we were just talking about, that during the pandemic, they bought things. Now they're buying experiences. Those are the wants. And 20% should go towards your savings.
He says the pandemic changed everything, and once the world opened back up, Americans started spending even more. Small Business Saturday was predicted to outpace Black Friday, but it still may have suffered from the slow sales that most retailers are facing right now. Co-owner of Wild North Design in Manaway, Jen Packer, says her in-person sales this past weekend were quite a bit lower than previous years.
I think everybody's been able to hold on with the economy and everything up until now, and I think things are starting to hit.
Packer hand-makes her products and doesn't plan on making any more this season. Instead, she's focusing on selling her current inventory. Luckily, her online sales are also helping her do that. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. In Murray, we still have the cleanup of an earlier accident. This is prior to 5300 South on northbound I-15 out of traffic on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Your friends come here for news and impactful, thought-provoking talk.
Boyd Mathis in the afternoon. I feel like he does a really good job of hitting things from both sides.
Inside Sources with Boyd Mathison from 1 to 3.
In your car at 102.7 FM.
And it's time now to check in with Amanda Dixon, who is at the Hot Tub Factory Outlet. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Maria. It's a beautiful day this Cyber Monday to come join me at the Hot Tub Factory Outlet. Mike Crossland is with me, who's the co-owner. And I really want to encourage people, Mike, because if they come down and buy a hot tub today, they're going to save huge money.
Yeah, right now a customer can save 30% on their experience off of MSRP. I mean, that experience, to be able to have your family in your hot tub enjoying that relaxation and actually having a conversation with our friends, our kids. I mean, a lot of people speak about that when they come back and buy chemicals or whatever they may need, about how people are disengaged from the electronics and they sit and enjoy their hot tub.
Yeah, it brings them together. I think about how you go to a hotel and you enjoy the hot tub. You can have that at home and save money right now.
Absolutely, yes. We can get you a hot tub, and you know, whenever you're ready, we can get it this week to you. You know, we actually, you know, went through a winter with so much snow, and you know, we've actually started carrying the Kavanas. So if you need a Kavana for your hot tub, you know, we have those. We have the swim spas, the saunas. I mean, we're here to, you know, build your backyard experience, you know, to, you know, for your family time.
And people can afford it because you have financing.
Absolutely. Through Mountain America Credit Union, we do.
That's so wonderful. We are here at the Hot Tub Factory Outlet, which is right next to Cowabunga at 12101 Factory Outlet Drive. And these sale prices also are in effect at the second location, which is Backyards of America at 248 West, 9240 South in Sandy.
At Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, we made a bold promise to build the nation's model health system for children. Join us in realizing our vision for the future of pediatric care, so together we can expand primary children's impact and ensure every child has access to the right care at the right place at the right time. For a century, Primary Children's has kept the child first and always. Help us continue to do so for the next 100 years. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Peterson Arts Center. Give the gift of creativity with a gift certificate good for any art or pottery class. It's the perfect gift for spouses, kids, friends, and seniors. The Peterson Arts Center in Sugar House.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top story. At least one person was injured this morning when a pickup truck crashed into an apartment complex in Pleasant Grove. Firefighters had to help that person get out of the wreckage. The victim was taken to the hospital. KSL News Time, 1208. The air in Utah's Northern Valleys, will be gross through the middle of the week.
There is some high pressure making its way across the country this week, which will trap cooler air and pollution in Utah's valleys, creating an inversion. Meteorologist with the National Weather Service, Sam Weber, says the recent snowfall will make the inversion stronger.
We have much cooler temperatures at the surface and warmer temperatures moving overhead that are going to make that temperature difference a lot greater. And give us a stronger inversion.
There will be a storm system passing through the state this weekend that will drop temperatures in higher elevations, allowing the air to mix and help the inversion to clear. Alessandra Harris, KSL News Radio.
The UTA ski bus service is now underway and will run through mid-April. The bus service takes skiers up to most of our major resorts. KSL News Time 1209, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's going on, Ricky?
Right now, I'm looking at a live shot of a new crash in Heber. So, Wasatch County drivers, this is northbound on Highway 189 coming out of Provo Canyon at the Highway 40 junction. It looks like they're blocking some center lanes of traffic with drivers getting by on the far right. So, you can't get around it. And it is affecting traffic in both directions, so just be aware of that. The crash that we had northbound on I-15 in Murray just before 5300 South is pulling away, and we are, and it's looking like they got the traffic lights fixed. They had been out in all directions at 5400 South, 4800 West in Kearns. If you're traveling any of the Valley freeways at this time, you're good to go. It's a delay-free drive. It's been 30 years since Richard Paul Evans wrote The Christmas Box. Now, there's a beautiful 30-year anniversary edition. Pick up your copies today. Share the magic again. Ricky Neese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and beautiful up in higher elevation. Still a little bit chilly, though, and the cool air is really trapped in the valleys. We're only going to top out about 37 for our high on Monday with those clear skies but hazy sunshine. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Sunny and 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, we're getting our first look today at the plans for a massive mixed-use development in Draper. We will go in-depth in just a minute on KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The Black Friday savings continue, and Zero Res has savings across the whole home. Schedule your carpet cleaning today and pay just $33 per room. Plus, you'll save an extra 23% off all additional services with promo code BLACKFRIDAY23. Tile cleaning, furniture cleaning, and air ducts too. Zero Res is the only no-residue carpet cleaner in the area. With their ZR water, there's no soaps, no shampoos, and with no residue left behind, your carpets stay cleaner longer. Plus, with a no-residue carpet cleaning, you don't have to worry about nasty chemicals left behind either. For carpets, ducts, tile, furniture, and more, Zero Res is the right way to clean. The Black Friday savings end tonight. $33 per room for carpet cleaning and 23% off all other services. You don't have to clean today, but you do have to get on the schedule. Call Zero Res right now or jump online and use promo code BLACKFRIDAY23 for 23% off all other services. Zero Res, from Nephi to Ogden and anywhere in between. Online at ZeroRes.com.
Advanced Window Products is having their biggest sale of the year. If your old windows let the winter cold seep in, now's the time to get the highest quality double pane windows and custom insulated frames. Advanced Window Products is a local company that crafts beautiful, precision frames right here in Salt Lake City for 37 years. And the magic is they cut out the middleman. They build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. So you save on the highest quality windows and frames. Any style, any color, any questions? Ah, yes, financing. They offer 60-month 0% financing. They'll even let you put off the first payment up to 2 years. And while that's tempting to think about, the reason to call them right now is the biggest sale of the year. This month only, when they do your entire home of 10 windows or more, you get $3,500 off plus a free premium glass upgrade. So call Advanced Window Products right now, 801-850-9100, 801-850-9100, or advancedwindowsusa.com.
Everybody knows that exterior remodeling salespeople are all about the high-pressure sell. Am I right? Windows, siding, gutters? Those suckers are going to twist your arm and get you to buy, or they won't leave your house at night. Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors, and I want you to know we don't have high-pressure sales. In fact, we don't even have salespeople. Nope, we have estimators. That's a huge difference. Estimators are trained to look at the entire scope of the project to see and know if there are any problems, like rotten wood, wood-borne insects, or construction issues specific to your house or your neighbors. Salespeople are more concerned about playing those silly price games. Buy one, get one free, sign today and get 40% off, as if they didn't just jack the price up to give you a fake discount. RGS Exteriors estimators are going to give you a great quote. No games, no tricks, no nonsense. Call RGS Exteriors to quote your exterior project. Our number is 801-280-3110 or visit us at rgsutah.com. That's rgsutah.com.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a high pressure system moving across the nation will cause some inversions to build in northern Utah's valleys this week that will partially clear up over the weekend. I'm KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris.
Second, a pickup truck crashed into an apartment complex in Pleasant Grove this morning. At least one person was injured. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We have a crash in Wasatch County. This is in Heber. This is Highway 189 at the Highway 40 Junction. It's been affecting traffic in both directions. Also, an accident being cleared 1400 South at about 150 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clear skies, but slow warming for the valleys. I'm Brett Benson.
36 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Olbinger. The White House is watching as a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is extended for 2 days. It's to allow for more Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners to be released. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
You have to expect a group like Hamas, a terrorist group, which clearly doesn't abide by laws of war, will try to take advantage of any pause in the fighting for their own benefit. So we're watching that closely, as well as our Israeli counterparts. You can bet that they're watching that closely.
Qatar's foreign minister confirming the extension. A Vermont man's pleaded not guilty to attempted murder charges in the shootings of three Palestinian students. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the suspect, Jason Eaton, may also face hate crimes charges.
The Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee said we have reason to believe this shooting occurred because the victims are Arab. They're Palestinian and were wearing traditional scarves while out walking when the suspect, described as a white man with a beard, approached and fired before running off without a word.
All three victims were hospitalized. A motorcade is making its way through Georgia carrying former First Lady Rosalynn Carter's body to the Carter Center in Atlanta, where mourners can say a final farewell.
I think a lot of people are also reminiscing on the work that she did advocating for mental health, taking away that stigma, and certainly fighting for equal rights. You know, many people talk about how she was the 39th president's closest confidant. Often in those meetings, he often deferred to her judgment.
ABC's Alex Prochet in Atlanta. New York Congressman George Santos says he expects to be expelled from the House when a vote is called. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says Santos continues to claim he's being unfairly targeted.
Expulsion resolution is offered by the Republican chairman of the House Ethics Committee following the panel's findings that Santos used campaign funds for personal expenses. Santos calls the report a political smear.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We're getting our first look today at the plans for a massive mixed-use development project called The Point to be built in Draper on the site of the Old State Prison. Executive Director Alan Matheson says roughly 400 of the planned 3,300 residential units will be affordable housing.
When we say affordable, it's kind of based on the average incomes in the area. So, essentially, the agreement here is that at least 30% of that affordable product will be below 60% of the area median income, and the balance below 80% of what the area median income could afford. But we're trying to do more than that. We've got legislation that allows us to take some of the transient room tax, essentially the tax that hotel visitors pay, and use that for a housing affordability fund. And we have some other sources of funding that will create this trust fund that can be used to support affordability throughout the area.
The plans also call for green space to ensure every home is within just a couple of blocks of either trails or parks. We expect to learn more in a news conference this afternoon, so tune in to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News for details. KSL News Time 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
A good drive on all the valley freeways. Good speeds, no problems reported there. In Wasatch County, we have the accident blocking center lanes in both directions. Highway 189 at near the Highway 40 junction in Heber. You can get by. Just stay to the far right. Also, a report of a possible accident. This is not confirmed yet. 3500 West at about 50th South. And the cleanup of a crash at 1400 South 150 West. Get 2 weeks of free healthy meals with Fed Up Kitchen's Black Friday BOGO sale. Buy 1 4-week meal program. Get another 4 weeks half off. Don't miss this deal. Order now at FedUpKitchen.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The high-pressure ridge that's building in is the dominant weather feature for the majority of the week. 37 for our high today with hazy skies. And we'll keep it hazy sunshine Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with highs in the low 40s. We will see some increasing clouds on Thursday. On Friday, it looks like a chance of showers developing, a high of 41. And snow showers possible again on Saturday and also Sunday morning with highs in the upper 30s. The hope is the storm will be strong enough to clear out the inversion. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the market. So we have a mixed day with the Dow right now down by about 45 points. A complete update of your money news up next.
If it's out of sight, it's out of mind. Even though that's an old adage, it's still very true today. And it's especially true of your old 401k. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, asking you to get that old 401k in sight and out of the company you no longer work for. But don't roll it into your new 401k. That could be one of the worst things you do. Of course that's easy. But when has the easiest way ever been the best way? Instead, call Trajan Wealth and learn about all of your options, including a way to earn an upfront bonus of up to 25% for your future income just for rolling it over. That's right. You could earn up to a 25% bonus for your retirement income just for rolling that 401k over with Trajan Wealth. Don't roll that 401k into your new company plan. Don't do it without calling Trajan Wealth first. Call 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every year I tell myself, Doug, you can't procrastinate. It's time to get into Burt Brothers. Make sure that the vehicle I drive, the vehicles that Dee drives, and our family vehicles are all ready for winter. And Burt Brothers, boy, as these temperatures start to drop, soon the snowflakes are going to fall, the roads are going to be slick. You need peace of mind on Utah's snowy roads. Winter tires from Burt Brothers, they make all the difference. You can drive with confidence. Specialized tires designed to grip the road in the harshest conditions. They give you better traction, handling, shorter braking distances, and the gift of safety for you and your loved ones. And right now, save up to $130 back on 4 Bridgestone Blizzak tires through December 16th. That's only at Burt Brothers with complete auto care. They can take care of it all. Make sure you're not off on the side of the road with a little help from your friends at Burt Brothers. And there's a location for Burt Brothers near you.
KSL News Time 1224. It was supposed to be a trip of a lifetime, an around-the-world cruise ship voyage lasting 3 years. Now it's kaput, and passengers who booked it are stranded.
Retired flight attendant Meredith Che sums it up for a lot of people.
Devastated, disappointed, sad.
She was set to take off this month from Istanbul and was in the process of paying $35,000 a month to the parent company of Life at Sea's three-year tour.
I packed up my belongings, sent four boxes to Marais Cruises.
Instead of sailing to all seven continents, though, Meredith and everyone else who put a down payment on the cruise is stuck. The company saying it couldn't secure a ship and telling passengers the voyage was canceled. Then telling ABC the trip was simply postponed until the spring. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, the Biden administration's Supply Chain Resilience Council has its first meeting today. The council will announce 30 new steps to keep logistics systems stronger to avoid anything like the supply chain blow-up that happened during the pandemic. What to do when no one's buying thousands of apples in your orchard? The government will buy them for you. That's at least the case in Virginia, where a surplus of apples has met a drop in company demand. Now, the government used an old law to spend $10 million to help the apple growers. Some companies are giving their employees a match for emergency savings, just like they do their 401ks. For example, one of these programs could contribute $50 for every 100 or 200 an employee puts in. Now, the hope is that these savings accounts will help lower income workers. Your money at this moment, the Dow down by 46 points, sitting at 35,344. S&P down by 4. The NASDAQ is up by 17 points. Doritos says it's up to 30% of gamers in the U.S. find crunching noises while playing online multiple player games, and they say it's distracting. ABC's Mike DeBusky reports companies from across the food and tech worlds are working on ways to cut down on that crunch.
Doritos Silent is what the company calls a crunch cancellation technology. The company that made it, Smooth Technology, says it trained an artificial intelligence program on the sound of people munching on Doritos, so that it can recognize those sounds and remove them from a voice chat. Tom's Guide editor-in-chief Mike Prospero says it's similar to Google's Audio Magic Eraser feature, which debuted earlier this year.
Google's AI will be able to let you filter those noises out of the video itself.
Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
And let's check in again with Amanda Dixon, who is out at Hot Tub Factory Outlet. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Maria. It's a beautiful day, Cyber Monday, and I'm here at Hot Tub Factory Outlet with Troy Crossland, who is the co-owner. This is your family business, Troy.
It is, yep. Brother and I own it, yep.
And I want people to understand that if they're thinking about buying a new hot tub, they really ought to do it now because they're going to save serious money.
Yeah, full fall is definitely the time when people buy their tub. They want to use it in the winter, and we've got the best deals. We've teamed up with our manufacturers, and we're offering 30% off our MSRP on every one of our hot tubs in stock.
And you have some beautiful hot tubs. I'm just looking
thank
around.
You.
If it's been a while, if that hot tub in your backyard is 20 years old, get rid of that thing and get a new one.
Yep, we'll get rid of your old one. We'll take it to the dump for you. And all of our sales are going through the end of the... We decided to take our Black Friday sale and run it through the end of this month. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I know that people... You know, we talk about how the thing to buy our kids now is experiences, things that bring the family
yep.
together. And a hot tub is one of those things.
Yeah, you can't take your cell phone in the hot tub, right?
Yeah. So we can have conversation and just... These are the memories we'll remember.
Yep. Yeah, it's a great thing to get your family together. And we got some great deals going on. And we'll help you guys get in a hot tub.
Plus you have financing.
Financing through Mountain America, you bet.
We are here at the Hot Tub Factory Outlet, 12101 Factory Outlet Drive. It's right next to Cowabunga. But also there's a second location at Backyards of America, 248 West, 9240 South in Sandy. Thank you so much, Troy.
You bet. Thank you.
It's the week after Thanksgiving, and all over town, the shoppers are restless. Great deals to be found. KSL traffic reporters watch their monitors with care, guiding listeners safely from here to there. Andy, Ricky, and Len, the ones to trust when your holiday travel's a must. Every 10 minutes on the nines from now through Christmas time. So stop by before you go to KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Well, freeway traffic in the valley looking good. No problems there. We do have this crash in Wasatch County. Highway 189 as you're approaching the Highway 40 junction. It is affecting traffic in both directions. Each direction, you can get around it by staying to the right. We also had a report of an accident. This has not been confirmed. 50th South at about 3500 West. How do you know if you're getting the best deal on employee benefits? Well, you don't unless you get free quotes from every insurance company every year. Visit shopmyplan.com to get free quotes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High pressure continues to build into the region and a pretty strong temperature inversion setting up. So even with abundant sunshine, we see the haze off in the distance and temperatures just aren't warming that fast. 37 for an afternoon high today. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, sunny, hazy, 36 degrees. KSL News Time is 12:30.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL's top story this hour. Plans will be officially unveiled at 1 o'clock for the redevelopment of The Point. $2.3 billion is being invested in the new site from the private sector. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell begins our team coverage with a preview of the development.
City planners say they are going to use drought-tolerant landscaping to turn 600 acres of land at the old prison site in Draper into a living area to help with Utah's population growth. Alan Matheson, the executive director of The Point, says livability is a priority.
You'll see a range of housing at the site. One of the goals is to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the workforce there, so that people can live and work in proximity.
Part of the project is affordable housing units. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has a preview of what that looks like.
Homelessness in Utah has been steadily increasing for the last few years, and state and city homeless services say a lack of affordable housing is crucial to this project. That's why Executive Director Alan Matheson says the plan calls for 400 affordable housing units.
When we say affordable, it's kind of based on the average incomes in the area.
He says that means the pricing around the units will be at below 60% of the median income for the area. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Official plans for The Point will be revealed today in Draper at 1 o'clock. Tune into Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news to hear exactly what those plans will look like. Almost 500 people have taken advantage of Utah's new first-time homebuyer assistance program. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the numbers.
The program has $50 million available for homebuyers who meet the qualifications. It launched in July of this year, and so far, 460 homebuyers have received $20,000 each to use toward their down payment of a new home or to lower their interest on a loan. The Deseret News reports there are another 105 applications being processed, which, if funded, would bring the total amount of money given out to $8.8 million. Program directors expect they can assist up to 2,500 homebuyers with the state-approved funds. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Ogden city officials will debate tomorrow if they can bring a new passenger airline to the Ogden-Hinkley Airport. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
The city used to earn a large amount of money from parking revenue before Allegiant and Avelo left the airport. Bringing in a new airline could cost up to $1 million, but a new incentive towards that goal could foot a quarter of the bill. This money comes from leasing the city-owned business depot. However, a national pilot shortage is leaving some city leaders pretty skeptical.
Developing news on KSL News Radio, we're hearing about a multi-vehicle crash in Pocatello between the city and the regional airport. East Idaho News reports as many as 30 vehicles were involved in the crash, and that has shut down Interstate 86. Now, police say at least one person was taken to the nearby hospital after heavy fog this morning likely led to that crash involving several semis. At least one person was injured this morning when a pickup truck crashed into an apartment complex in Pleasant Grove. Firefighters had to help that person get out of the wreckage. The victim was taken to the hospital. They are still on the scene assessing the damage. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Hamas is committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days, which would extend the ceasefire agreement with Israel to a total of 6 days. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby admitted that the administration won't know who is getting released until the last minute.
As it has come out over the last 3 days, we don't really know until you get into the end game who's going to be actually on that list.
Kirby says President Biden has been involved intervening Saturday when Hamas refused to hand over the promised number of hostages for that day. But other than that, the U.S. is not part of the negotiations. The Pope back receiving health care.
Pope Francis, who's 87 next month, is receiving antibiotics intravenously to treat lung inflammation. Doctors say he doesn't have pneumonia or a fever. Also, ahead of next month's busy schedule, he's right now scaling back on some appointments. He did, however, spend a half hour meeting with the president of Paraguay, and he indicates he plans on going ahead with the three-day trip beginning on December 1st to the United Arab Emirates to deliver a speech on climate change. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Among the mourners expected to turn out for ceremonies to remember former First Lady Rosalynn Carter this week are President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden. The Bidens are not just political supporters, but longtime friends.
They will be joining so many others whose lives were deeply touched by Rosalynn Carter. You know, Jill Biden, Joe Biden have been friends with the Carters for years, for decades. And this is a very genuine, true friendship. I don't think you can overstate that. This isn't just, you know, one president going down to pay tribute to, you know, a former first lady. This is the Bidens going to Georgia to remember their dear friend, Rosalynn.
That is ABC's Mary Bruce reporting. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
Well, the good news is for drivers in Wasatch County on Highway 189 near the Highway 40 junction in Heber, the crash is pretty much cleared. All lanes of travel are open. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL quarters for Christmas time, 1235.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning, and if I happen to be in my car and I'll notice it's close to top of the hour, then I'll go there to hear the news.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa Claus is here! Have you been a really good boy or girl this year? Hold on to your elf! It's the Ultra Mega El Grande Fluffy Holiday Sale at PC Laptops on the best desktop and laptop computers on the planet. The holiday sale has started now so you can avoid crowd anxiety. This is it! We have brand new lifetime warranty desktop computers from $29 a month. You can also save up to 50% off our original prices on open box, scratch and dents, and demo models that still come with a lifetime warranty. That's right, up to 50% off. Holy mackerel. To make it extra sweet, we're doing zero down, zero interest until 2025. OAC, 2025! So get into any one of our PC laptops locations right now, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, because at PC Laptops, we love you! Ho, ho, ho!
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story, official plans for The Point will be revealed today in Draper at 1 o'clock. KSL News Time, 1238. The CDC says the number of kids diagnosed on the autism spectrum has been rising dramatically since the 1990s. But ABC's Jim Ryan tells Tim and Amanda on Utah's Morning News that that doesn't necessarily mean that autism is more prevalent.
In 2020, and that's the latest year that we have these numbers, 31 in 36 children were identified with autism spectrum disorder. That's up from 1 in 44 just 2 years before that in 2018. Don't think that that means that there's been a commensurate increase in the number of kids who have autism spectrum disorder. It's the diagnosis has gotten so much better. The diagnostic tools, kids are being tested earlier, parents are being told what to watch for in their children.
Ryan says these numbers are an indicator more parents are on the lookout for signs of autism and diagnostics have improved. if you're in the airport over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, then you know that they were busy. And now we know airports were busier than ever before, but things went relatively smoothly.
The TSA has never seen as many travelers go through security checkpoints at airports on a single day as it did on Sunday, when over 2.9 million people went through. That's in line with what American Airlines is saying, that it saw more people fly on its planes over Thanksgiving than ever before during that period. And it says from November 16th to November 26th, American canceled a total of 55 flights, or 0.09% of all of its flights. United has said it, too, had record low cancellations during the Thanksgiving period. Alex Stone, EBC News.
The First Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints released a Christmas message leading up to the holiday season. Church leaders say during a season known for gift-giving, the greatest gift is the atonement of Jesus Christ that allows all his other gifts to be ours. The First Presidency's Christmas devotional will be held on December 3rd. KSL Sports. University of Utah and Utah State football teams are waiting to see what bowl games they'll be attending near the end of the year. BYU is now accessing their first year in the Big 12, or assessing their first year in the Big 12, after just missing a bowl game when they lost in double overtime to Oklahoma State, who will be playing in the Big 12 championship game. KSL News Time, 12:39, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, I'm trying to find what's causing some slowdowns on southbound I-15 in Davis County. The delays will start southbound I-15 after Antelope Drive in Layton. It's closer to the Layton Hills Mall, but from Layton Hills Mall all the way down to the Kaysville Ponds at about 200 North in Kaysville, traffic has really come to a crawl in some of that stretch. Be aware, brake lights are going to be flashing in your face if you're traveling southbound through that stretch of Davis County. Salt Lake County freeways, seeing a nice and quiet drive, no other problems reported. Witness the magic of the Nutcracker, opening December 8th with the timeless music of Tchaikovsky, performed live by the Ballet West Orchestra. Tickets at balletwest.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High pressure continues to build in. We have clear skies, but of course, hazy sunshine in the valleys. We'll hit 37 for our high on Monday. Tuesday, a little bit warmer, low 40s, but again, hazy conditions and beautiful conditions in the higher elevations with some warmer temperatures. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Sunny and 36 degrees downtown.
The Black Friday savings continue, and Zero Res has savings across the whole home. Schedule your carpet cleaning today and pay just $33 per room. Plus, you'll save an extra 23% off all additional services with promo code BLACKFRIDAY23. Tile cleaning, furniture cleaning, and air ducts too. Zero Res is the only no-residue carpet cleaner in the area. With their ZR water, there's no soaps, no shampoos, and with no residue left behind, your carpets stay cleaner longer. Plus, with a no-residue carpet cleaning, you don't have to worry about nasty chemicals left behind either. For carpets, ducts, tile, furniture, and more, Zero Res is the right way to clean. The Black Friday savings end tonight. $33 per room for carpet cleaning and 23% off all other services. You don't have to clean today, but you do have to get on the schedule. Call Zero Res right now or jump online and use promo code BLACKFRIDAY23 for 23% off all other services. Zero Res, from Nephi to Ogden and anywhere in between. Online at ZeroRes.com.
Did you know 96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income? And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Don't lose $111,000 in Social Security income that's rightfully yours. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on KSL. News Radio 102.7.
Where the steepest terrain meets the deepest snow. Snowbird is for the dedicated, those who seek a mountain experience beyond the greens, blues, and black diamonds. Averaging 500 inches of dry and light powder, unmatched steeps, and endless acres to explore. Snowbird is Utah's top powder getaway. Now with a Snowbird and Save lodging discount, receive 20% off on lift tickets, rentals, fast tracks, and more. When you stay slopeside at Snowbird, elevate your adventure with next level lodging and skiing this season by visiting snowbird.com.
Boyd Matheson on the pitfalls of politics.
If we want to be an informed news consumer, you have to differentiate between politics and policy. The politics usually is playing to the emotional space. Often we've been conditioned to react inappropriately to anger, fear, frustration, and so on. Policy is always about solutions. You may not agree with it in terms of the path to get there, but that's okay, because you can have a policy discussion based on principles. When you get to the politics, it's more about attacking the other side, demonizing or weaponizing the words of an opponent or someone that you disagree with, or just having contempt that the other side isn't just wrong, but they're wrong and evil. Policy never gets into that space. Policy is, here's a way to get a result. Here's a path to do it. You don't have to agree, but that path is always going to lead you to the best solution.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Almost 500 people have taken advantage of Utah's new first-time homebuyer assistance program in its first 4 months of operation. That leaves $42 million still available for those who qualify. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, plans will be officially unveiled today at 1 for the $2 billion site at the Point in Draper. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
The noon hour started off a little bumpy, but right now it's nice and quiet on the Valley freeways and your main secondaries. We had a little bit of heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 between Layton Hills Mall and the Kaysville Ponds, but even that is easing up. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
At least a few more days before our next storm. I'm Brett Benson.
Sunny, 36 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
This is the fourth day of what will now be a six-day truce between Israel and Hamas. The Biden administration believes there are 8 or 9 Americans who are still being held. Former President Jimmy Carter is expected to attend tomorrow's funeral for his wife, Rosalynn.
You can't overestimate how much time they spent together. They were in this little house that they helped build in Plains, 1961, the same house. I once calculated that the Secret Service vehicle outside the house was worth more than the little house that they lived in.
ABC contributor and Washington Post reporter Mary Jordan. A Vermont man accused of shooting 3 Palestinian college students has been ordered held without bail. Jason Eaton pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of attempted murder. He may also face hate crime charges. Opening statements are underway in the racketeering trial of rapper Young Thug. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. There will be some poor air quality in our valleys this week. Meteorologist with the National Weather Service, Sam Weber, says that this inversion is due to a lack of movement in our atmosphere.
Typically, as you move air up, right, if you're going up from the valley floor up to the top of Little Cottonwood Canyon in the summertime, it's going to be cooler. Air is going to want to cool as it goes up. But again, in these scenarios, the air is going to be warmer, so that the air that you would be pushing up into those higher elevations is going to be colder than its environment. And what happens to cold air? It sinks. It's unstable, or it's stable, so it's going to just fall back down. So really, the big thing about the inversions is that there's a lot of atmospheric stability, which is why we start to see the buildup of pollutants and haze in the valley here, because oftentimes the stable air is acting as a lid over the valleys, and the air in the valleys can't ventilate and clear the mountaintops. So it kind of acts like a little fishbowl.
Weber says things could clear up by the weekend with the help of a storm.
What storms do is create instability in the atmosphere, and it helps air move upwards. You know, you think high pressure usually means sinking air motion, low pressure, which is typically associated with storms, allows for rising air. So that's the biggest thing right there, is it allows for rising air. And so when we move into this weekend, we do have some potential for a storm system to move in, which is really where we're looking at for inversion conditions to potentially clear out. We do have a system that looks like it's weakening as it moves into the area midweek. Not a whole lot of confidence in conditions improving with the inversion, you know, maybe temporarily, but I think definitely by the weekend.
You can find an air quality forecast on the Utah Department of Air Quality's website. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
We had some unusual slowing on southbound I-15 between Layton Hills Mall and the Kaysville Ponds. That has pretty much cleared out. Now we're starting to see a little bit of southbound slowing on Legacy Parkway going from Farmington into Centerville. No accidents reported on any of the valley freeways. You're going to see a good drive in Salt Lake County on the freeways and main secondaries. A new crash popping up Main Street just south of 10th South. It's been 30 years since Richard Paul Evans wrote The Christmas Box. Now there's a beautiful 30-year anniversary edition. Pick up your copies today. Share the magic again. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Strengthening high pressure will bring very quiet weather for the first half of the week, at least 37 today, low 40s on Tuesday, Wednesday 42, and Thursday about 40. All days with hazy sunshine. We'll see some increasing clouds on Thursday especially. By Friday, we do see a storm system moving in, and this does look like it'll be strong enough to clear out the inversion. So a chance of showers Friday and then off and on Saturday, Sunday, with highs in the upper 30s for the weekend. And again, hopefully some clearer air. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, 36 degrees. 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Introducing Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. We're bringing all of Utah's favorite HVAC, plumbing, and electrical brands under one roof. Get your home's electrical system running in peak condition by scheduling a $79 whole home electric inspection with the professionals at Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric today. The electrical experts at Yes are ready to help identify unsafe conditions and possibly prevent expensive repairs in the future. Proudly serving Utah for more than 45 years. Call now or visit theyesmancan.com for details, terms, and conditions.
At Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospitals, we're honored to carry the legacy of our namesake and to extend the legacy of care in our communities. We're part of 20 hospitals and 240 clinics across Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
With our roots in northern Utah, Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospitals have a legacy of caring to help every person be whole and healthy. We're part of 20 hospitals and 240 clinics across Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors to tell you about our 10-year everything guarantee. Most contractors spout off having great warranties that last forever. But those warranties are always, and I do mean always, riddled with loopholes, exception, fine print, and nonsense. At RGS Exteriors, we cover everything. Parts, labor, material, everything and anything for 10 full years. There's no cost to you whatsoever. No hoops to jump through, no exceptions. Yes, the products we sell, like James Hardy siding, our windows, gutter covers, come with a 25 to 50 year manufacturer's warranty, just like everybody else. But the truth is, the products almost never fail. It's always the labor and material which is never covered, so you're stuck paying for service calls. For peace of mind, call RGS Exteriors. You'll sleep easy for 10 full years. 801-280-3110 or visit us at rgsutah.com. That's 801-280-3110 or online rgsutah.com. Gutters, siding, windows, and all exteriors with a 10-year everything guarantee.
When Big O Tires goes big, a one-day sale isn't enough. Now through December 10th, everything is on sale. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Dave and Debbie.
Where do people in Utah have an opportunity on a regular basis to voice their opinions? That's on our show on KSL News Radio. You have a way to share your experiences and to get your message out to the entire community. Where else in Utah can they go? Nowhere. That's on our show.
We have to be so careful not to take things out of context. It's very easy to manipulate what someone says to fit your own narrative. And we don't want to do that. We want to take your best argument, you take my best argument, and if we don't always say it perfectly, that's okay. It's a conversation. It's a give and take.
Listeners call the show and are willing to share how they're dealing with life circumstances. This is why our show is so important to this community and why our listeners are so important to KSL News Radio.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:54. The odds were in favor of the Hunger Games prequel over the long Thanksgiving weekend.
After folks finished their turkeys, they moved on to songbirds and snakes.
See how quickly civilization disappears?
The Hunger Games prequel at number one for a second weekend, making another $42.5 million over the extended five-day Thanksgiving period. The Joaquin Phoenix starring war epic Napoleon, the surprise number two, snaring around $32.5 million. And number three, a disappointing debut for Wish, the Disney centennial animated feature, falling short of expectations, taking in just $31.7 million over the Thanksgiving weekend. Trolls Band Together and Thanksgiving rounding out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, shoppers dropped a record amount of money online during Black Friday. They spent just under $10 billion, and more than half of those purchases came from smartphones. Nonprofits could get a bigger boost than usual from Giving Tuesday this year. It's basically the version of Black Friday and could inject much-needed donations into organizations that are struggling for cash. Last year, total donations dropped for the fourth time in 40 years. The pollution gains made by cleaner-burning cars are gone because people are buying bigger cars that emit more greenhouse gases. A new report shows car emissions were on track to drop by a third, but that didn't happen because sales of SUVs shot up. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down now by 85 points, sitting at 35,305. S&P is down by 10. The NASDAQ also down by 5 points. Today is Cyber Monday, and economists expect shoppers to spend a lot.
Forbes says more than half of American shoppers sit Black Friday out, but not Cyber Monday. Online shoppers are expected to spend $13 million this year. That's 8% more than last year. It's also more money than Black Friday brought in, which is estimated to be $10 million. Economists say Cyber Monday is easier for a lot of people. They don't have to deal with crowds or long lines, and some online retailers allow for payment installments. Over 71 million people are expected to shop online today. Alexandria Bonia, KSL News Radio.